Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
WBLQ. Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And today I'm excited we're going to talk about the evolution of humanity and what our next steps are with Mary Belknap. Now, Mary is trained as an educational psychologist and attorney, and for 4 decades has worked as a teacher, researcher, and administrator in social services, juvenile justice, and healthcare. For 11 years, she published a monthly bulletin called the HD Newsletter, which explored aspects of humanity's future. Mary currently lives on the beautiful island in Puget Sound, Vashon Island, and her focus in the next couple of years is writing and speaking to share the hopeful perspective of Homa Deva. And she is the author of Homa Deva, Evolution's Next Step, and it is out on a new edition available on Amazon to pre-order. It'll be coming out in about a week. And she first wrote the book in 2004. And given how evolution changes, I'm sure there's a lot of good updates of where we're currently at. Dr. Mary Belknap suggests that members of Homo sapiens are developing into a new creative species called Homa Deva. The era of Homa Deva will take us across a major evolutionary threshold as people learn to express a full integration of intellect and higher intuition. So welcome, Mary.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I'm very glad to be here.
Yeah. And first, I want you to begin with your story. Now, you start off the book with an experience that you had in the winter solstice, 1981. Would you like to share that? Because that kind of was the beginning of your journey and even understanding what that personal experience was on that evening.
Yes. I was working and writing with a small foundation in Silver Spring, Maryland. And on the night of December 21st, which was the winter solstice of 1981, I had what I call the map in the snow experience, that my mind started opening up gently and steadily for 2 hours from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I describe the process more in detail in the book. But it was basically multi-dimensions that my mind was opening to in resonance with my heart. And I describe it like thousands of snowflakes, each one unique. And each one was impacting the windshield of my mind as I was flying through other spaces. In objective reality, I was sitting in my chair near the fireplace in my home in Silver Spring. So it took me, Chris, about 6 more years after that, from 1981 to 87, to really unpack some of the meanings of that download. And following that, I began publishing a monthly newsletter, as you mentioned. And then 12 years later, in 2000, I began writing the Homo Deva book. And the first edition was published in 2004. So it's been a very gradual unfolding of something that I'm now feeling ready to talk and share and learn what other people are seeing about this big unfolding that's happening.
Yeah, so your book then, when you came out in 2004, is that what was downloaded to you in those you call snowflakes, or, you know, the information that was downloaded to you, that is that what came out
of
that?
I would say about half of it is from the download, and then the other half is through my analytic mind saying, well, how is that going to happen? How are we going to start healing some of the high rates of illnesses in children, such as asthma, such as autism, such as anorexia, such as alcoholism, that I believe are all symptoms of this greater pressure. There are individual choices, there are family pressures, but there's also a larger humanity going through a shift that is contributing to these increasing rates of what I call the illnesses at the interfaces between different parts of our personality. I hope that answers it. The second 50% is looking at health education from a larger species transition view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're being impacted by this transition and it's coming out in diseases and things. That's what I'm gathering you're saying. Well, tell me, how do you define, because, you know, the name of your book, Homo Deva, how do you define that?
My heart and my head agreed in listening to different wisdom keepers that it fit to have the homo, since hominid, it means walking on two legs. And deva is from the Sanskrit language and the Eastern cultures. That means spirit or the divine. There are other folks in the last 20 years that have used other terms to basically refer to the same expansion. One is Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is one of my teachers, and she uses the term Homo universalis for this new species. A person named John White in Denver, Colorado, uses the term Homo noeticus, and another person whom I have not met uses the term Homo spiritus. So several folks are getting an intuitive hit that we are expanding beyond the two main characteristics of Homo sapien. One is a rationality that we can think and have verbal language, and the other is our empathy. We are able to put ourselves in the other person's shoes to an incredibly larger extent than animals can, although, as we know, some of the higher animals can have that sentiency or that caring for each other, but the great majority of animals do not have what we would call empathy for each other. So that's basically the hit about intuitive knowing and the expanding the rationality and the empathy to a new level.
And that new level, let's talk about that. That's that intuitive level. Is that what you were mentioning?
Yes. The new level is not only to have a knowing that comes in greater wholes, but to have it across time, so that folks who are fully embodied as Homo Deva will be able to discern events that happened in the past and will be able to perceive things that are likely to happen in the future. You know, several researchers talk about possible futures, that we have three or four different possibilities for what might happen in my life next week. Homo Davis will have a very refined sense of those possible futures, the way we in our rationality in a company can now do, excuse me, a five-year strategic plan, where a chimp or a dog cannot do a five-year strategic plan. That's the jump from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. Now, from the fourth kingdom, which is humans, to the fifth kingdom, which is Homo Deva, we will be able to have another quantum jump into being able to perceive along the past and the future. It's actually, one simple way to say it is Homo sapien has developed senses along the space continuum. We have conquered space, basically, on this planet and explored everything. But now we're also going to explore, in this new step, the spectrum of time.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of talk, you know, quantum physics and time and space and all that. Well, you talk about this fourth kingdom, and we're moving into this which we're in. So we're moving into this fifth realm of, which is, you describe as, compassion, love, creativity, being able to lean into our future self. I know in the book you talk about this being represented as in the throat chakra.
Yes. If we use the mental model of chakras, which has been around for over 10,000 years in Eastern cultures and has been recently adopted in the last 200 years in the West, it's very clear that each of the major chakras of the planet can be described as these kingdoms. So the first chakra, which is the root chakra in Gaia or in the planet Earth, is the mineral kingdom. That's the basis spine. The second chakra is the sacral center, and that is the plant kingdom. So Gaia or Earth unfolded with its fecundity, its great fertilized, the exotic, the sensuousness first appeared in the plants when they emerged through evolution. Then the third major chakra is the solar plexus, and it is the will to achieve, the will to dominate in some cases, the will to make new things. And that is the animal kingdom. And that is the differentiation of sounds, which plants don't have. So if you notice the difference between the sacral center of the planet to the solar plexus of the planet, that's where animals come in with their hoots and wheats and barks and bird sounds. And then we get to the fourth kingdom, which is humans, and that is the heart. The heart chakra is the middle of the major seven in an organism, whether we're talking an individual human or whether we're talking humanity as a collective or whether we're talking about the earth. And what I describe, as you know, Chris, in the book, is that a lot of the chaos and violence that has multiplied in the last 20 to 30 years is what I would call the planet is having a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about that. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back with Mary Belknap.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Mary Belknap today, author of Homo Deva, Evolution's Next Step. So, Mary, you were just sharing how we were talking about the different chakras, and you were at the you were just at the third chakra with the plants, but we were just getting into, I believe, the fourth chakra.
Yeah, third was animals, and fourth is humans.
Is humans. And but we were just mentioning the Earth was having a heart attack. So
yes. A heart attack, and I did quite a bit of work way back as a health medical psychologist on this. There's an insufficient flow of energy, and what we're having in the human community right now is an insufficient flow of energy on mental, on emotional, because of contractions of fears in identifying we versus they, and on the physical of not being able to link into the abundance that's really here and share it with everybody. So that insufficiency is causing pains and contractions in on every level, as an individual does when they're having a heart attack or what's called a myocardial infarction. So what we're doing is lifting our energy in this phase of transition from the heart up to the throat, which is the Homo Deva kingdom, and that is where we're receiving energy. Now, that's from a brief scientific view. On the spiritual or mystical view, it also means we are lifting our heads and hearts in prayer, in meditation, in contemplation of the higher beings that can help us, whether we call them devas or our guides, our essential self, our angels. The higher beings are coming to us from the throat energy center of the planet. And I clearly believe, after having worked on this for the last 30 years, that when we say bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, we're talking about the fifth chakra, which, since it's above us and we have not lived there before, it is the divine realm. And the fifth kingdom blending and having an interface and a bridge between the fifth and the fourth kingdom is what will bring eventually peace on earth and solve the heart attack on the fourth kingdom level.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about throat chakra, I mean, it's all about, too, us, especially women, finding our voices and clearing that throat, you know, where we've been silenced and receiving the messages. If you were talking about beings coming in and giving us information, and which may have happened to you in 1981, sort of this communication, it's about communication, and mm-hmm. they're, you know, communicating
the inner voice being freed and liberated. Yes, mm-hmm. very much to express. And certainly in the 50, 60 years of my lifetime and years, we have seen that progress in the divine feminine expression, both for women and for men.
Yeah, so let's move into that, you know, the relationship between Homa Deva and the Divine Feminine. Because, I mean, yeah, we are in an era where the Divine Feminine is coming forward with many women. And yet, like we were having a woman was a meeting last night, and people are sharing, with somebody there was sharing about a woman, you know, working in technology and not feeling in a man's world, and not very few women there, and not finding a place for feminine and spirituality and spirit talk there, and feeling, you know, wanting, looking for places where that could be because it's not in the workplace. And still feeling not heard because the jargon, the way she wants to speak isn't a way that's received well there. Mm-hmm. And so we're still in this place of how can we bring in this divine feminine in all areas of our life? And people are searching for that. They may not know that language of that, but they're searching for something.
Yes, I totally agree. And one of the other phrases that's deep in this, bringing in the divine feminine, besides the intuitive knowing, is deep listening. And deep listening is a training that several different folks in our country and in other countries are teaching for creating peace. And if we think of thousands of years of women's experience, a lot of times women were trained to be the peacemakers, not the ones who went out to war. So this deep listening is a cue. Back to your friend you referred to who's working in the high-tech field, that deep listening can be a gift that we can give each other. She could give to other women in her company. She could give to men. And that once people notice that they're really being listened to, they can soften and not have the sharp edge. I found that working in juvenile justice with a lot of very sharp, on all senses of the word sharp, attorneys. And when I would go in and acknowledge that I'm there to do an excellent, effective job, but I'm also there to listen to what are their concerns, what brought them into this field, who do they want to help. It's like being a balance between the intuitive, deep listening and the analytic skills and the strategic plans. It's back and forth. It's a bridging. And as we learn to do that bridging in ourselves, then we can bring it out into our workplace.
So true. So such you know, wisdom there of that, you know, and there's this thing of that we talk too much, that we should be listening a lot more than we're speaking. And, you know, that speaking just comes from that need to be heard ourselves and wanting to be heard and to express ourselves. And yet we need a balance. You know, we need mm-hmm. to listen to others because then it's going to reflect back. People are going to be interested in listening to you, too, when you show mm-hmm. that you are listening and that you're caring and wanting to hear what they have to say. There can be a reciprocal, conversation.
Reciprocal and deepen the dialogue.
Right. Deepen the dialogue. And yeah. It's going to take that listening to get to peace, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of always pushing our agenda forward, and that you see so much in any group you're in, you will always kind of, you know, can recognize people who are pushing their agenda. And what I find it is that because they don't feel heard. Mm-hmm. And so they push it, you know, to make sure they're heard when others are going, hey, I hear you.
You got it.
So it's all a learning experience, and we're all on this, you know, different levels of it and learning as we're going. I certainly am too. And so we're talking about this transition, you know, going from this, the heart, and we're still in this place of, you know, how do we embrace our heart? You know, and the heart chakra is still very, very important in bringing this movement from heart to throat. I feel we're still kind of learning what the heart chakra is too. But going through this transition, you say there's three phases that we journey through.
Yes. And these did come directly from the download that I received in 1981. And when I started looking around at what was happening in the culture, it fit very much. The first of the three phases is intuition. Intuition, waking up, intuition on the local level in people's lives and on a larger level, like what's really needed to help better relations in the EU countries in Europe, that kind of intuitive policy making skill. Ray and Anderson were researchers, and they coined the phrase cultural creatives that would depend on their intuition, not just their analytic skills. That was back in the 60s and 70s. So from that, I found that that is an expression of when we are able to fuse, as you were saying, Chris, the heart and the head, the feelings and the mind. That's the first big fusion. We're calling that when intuition is like the baby born of the marriage of heart and head. The second phase, which has more people coming into the culture with this now, being born at the second phase, is to bring in divine creativity and be innovators at a local community level or at a regional level, that they are not just having a job, they are having a vocation, they are having a mission, they are having a passion. And a lot of your listeners, I imagine, are having clues or hints of this in their lives, that they want to bring innovation into their community and into their life and make the world a better place. That this is being flowered a lot in some of the courses through the Shift Network that you're aware of online, through the Humanities Team group, through the Foundation for Conscious Evolution, which was Barbara Marx Hubbard's group, through Jean Houston's group out of Ashland, Oregon, and many others in other countries, that the innovation is then a deeper level of fusion, which is the soul guiding the whole personality. This is the biggest bridge phase between Homo sapien and Homo Deva. Like 300 years ago, our great-great-great-grandparents didn't often have a sense of passion and mission. Most of them were scrounging to make a living and feed their families. So this is a major step forward, that the personality is integrated enough that the soul can really come in and guide. And then the third phase is the one that has not readily appeared yet, but will appear in the next 20 years. It is a deeper fusion, which is spirit and matter. This is what I am calling the life seeds. These are persons that will breathe the breath of unity between the spirit realm and the human realm. They will be able to consciously choose when to birth out of the womb. They will be able to consciously choose when to abstract their soul at the moment of death. They will have deep powers of light and wisdom and love and creation to create life. We don't know yet what this is really going to look like. It's just glimmers, but it will help us solve things like healing the oceans, I think, will come from that level. That's my own opinion. I haven't read articles about that yet, but I have a hunch it's coming. So that these fusion points of first mind and heart, and then larger soul and personality, and then spirit and matter, are basically what some of the large world teacher figures have spoken of, such as Gautama Buddha and Jesus of Nazareth. They both said that the skills and capacities that they were showing would be demonstrated in humanity as a whole. And I believe this third phase, which we're calling life seeds, will be at that level.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's fascinating. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more about this with Mary Belknap.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Mary Belknap, and she's the author of a new edition of her book, Homo Deva, Evolution's Next Step. And Mary, why don't you share, I know you have a Facebook page, and also where people can find the book. It's just coming out soon, so they
Great.
Can actually pre-order it, right?
Yeah, Amazon is now taking pre-orders. They will have the copies within 1 week and will be fulfilling orders within 2 weeks. So it's just at the cusp of that. And independent bookstores will also be able to place orders within 2 weeks. My Facebook page is available, and I will be posting a new event page about the new edition of Homo Deva within the next 2 weeks also. So we're talking everything happening by around June 1st. I'm excited about that.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's quite a journey, and there's quite a few years that, between your first aha moment, 1981, to figuring this all out, to writing the book. It came out in 2004, and now again it's 2015. A lot has changed. So I would love for you to share what you see that is different in this from the first edition to this edition. What surprised you? What's not occurred that you thought it would by now, and how you see it? What's changed for you in this writing of the second time?
The simple answer to that is a lot of positive threads and currents are happening behind the scenes, are not yet publicly visible. The mainstream news has not heard the trumpets yet. I mean, that's just a metaphoric way of saying looking at any major metropolitan newspaper or metropolitan radio news in our country or other countries, it way tends toward the traumas, the violence, the disintegration of some part of the public infrastructure, whether that's transportation or schools or prisons or whatever. So what I'm seeing is that there's more resistance at the public surface than I really anticipated. But I do see so many currents of the positive a little bit deeper. And for folks who want just two or three reference, David Corton, who's a wonderful economist up here in the Northwest, He and his wife founded the Yes magazine, Y-E-S, exclamation. It comes out monthly and has an abundance of positive stories about places all around the world that are bringing this collaboration and this peacemaking and building trust. Another person, as I mentioned earlier, is the Foundation for Conscious Evolution, with Barbara March Hubbard, and a spinoff from that is a diagram called the Wheel of Co-Creation, and includes 12 different sectors of society and what's happening that's positive in those areas, trying to counterbalance the negative stories in the media. When you ask what I've seen that's a surprise, Chris, I would say there's a beautiful thread of children and youth helping each other. There are self-help groups in hospitals. There are self-help groups in recovery programs. There are self-help groups post-juvenile detention that are talking real, that are being trust-building with each other, that I don't think were existing as much 12 years ago when I first started writing the book. That's our hope. That's the wave of the new generation saying, well, the adults have really kind of closed their minds to how this is all going to get better, so we need to help each other. And I think that's just terrific, because each group that builds trust is then amplifying outward like little fractals, if a lot of your listeners, I imagine, know the word fractal, where each little seed is a reflection of the greater whole that it's helping. So you and I are fractals of women everywhere on the planet and helping each other to express and bring out our inner voices. In terms of other positive threads, I think science is coming along faster than I expected. One of my favorites this year is called Lisa Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Your listeners can look up her books. One recent one is called Warped Passages. She is a theoretic physicist who is the first woman tenured faculty member in physics at MIT and Yale. And she is writing about the multiple dimensions that mystics have been describing for 1,000 years. In fact, Chris, it occurred to me that we might reach out to some of these new generation of physicists and invite them to a WOW conference in the future.
That'd be fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a new place where the juice is opening and expanding the view of what's possible. So that's my short answer.
Yes. Well, you mentioned that the children and the youth and how they're, you know, having this new kind of dialogue with each other. What I'm finding, too, is the need and the call for intergenerational. And I'm finding myself being attracted to, like, millennials. And, you know, they might be in their late teens or 20s or early 30s. And there's this connection. You know, it's like us elders kind of have the wisdom and experience, and they have this youthful energy and excitement and new ways of thinking and being creative. And together I find a new kind of creativity that I just love. And I think there's hope in that too.
Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I totally agree. Just in terms of time frame, you had mentioned earlier, I'm seeing a major step in the next 5 years, between 2015 and 2020, that we will have a core of folks moving from phase two of the collaboration, creativity, peacemaking, into the phase three. If I was to guess a number, I would say somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 persons visibly public about being in phase three. Once they're at that quantity, it's going to be a critical mass that they can help each other hold integrity and coherence from there. And then the next step will be to 2025, which is 10 years from now, and what I'm calling the crucial fork in the road. To encourage and welcome the persons that are incarnating straight into phase three. And these will be ancient souls, old souls, as some cultures call them, but even higher numbers of us in humanity moving into phases one and two. And it's basically doing that shift as Jean Houston and Barbara Mark Shepherd call it, the shift upward from fear to love. And that once we have that solid in our life, we can reach out and work with other people, whether it's our neighbors or our family members, to lessen the hold, to lessen the magnetic pull down to the fears, whatever behavior that's called an addiction in mental or physical or emotional, and go upward on a positive addiction into the love and the peace and the compassion. And that's really what the link into phase one and phase two is all about, is making that big shift upward to the positive. And then just in the last phrase, by the year 2100, which is now 85 years from now, you and I will probably be in the balcony by then watching from above in the spirit realm, that the majority of human culture will be reflecting these values of Homo Deva, peace, love, creativity, and compassion. I really see that as probable.
And it's so needed. I mean, we're looking at, you know, the survival of the planet, and what's needed for that is that this shift, because if we stay in our fears, we're just going to keep continuing manifesting what we're afraid of, versus moving up into, you know, heart, throat, and moving up into this new consciousness and staying there. The difficulty is to staying there. And we're so bombarded, as you said, with our media and everything is, you know, but it's kind of, that's happening because everything's deconstructing, you know, as being, I see it as being, focusing on releasing that and exposure to the things that aren't working anymore. And so as little as we don't want to watch that stuff, and it's so, you know, it feels awful. And yet we, you know, like a lot of the racial issues and the police incidences that are coming up, it's exposure to clean those things up. And if we don't do the exposure, it's still not going to be cleaned up. So it's so important that we do that too.
Clean out the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
In all of these, what I would call the splits in ourselves.
Yeah.
The splits, and whether it's along generational or racial or socioeconomic, gender, whatever, the splits.
Right. And so, and it's just, it's critical work. And as little as we, you know, we also, a lot of people like, I don't read the newspaper and I don't watch the news. I hear the news on the radio and I keep up with what's happening. But if you focus too much on it, you kind of get pulled down to that level. So you need to stay up in the place of consciousness and put energy towards this, the healing of these exposures, rather than going into the depth of the fear and like, oh my God, we're
very much.
And all that. Well, okay, we're going to head into another break right now. This is Chris Stanis of Voices of Women, and we'll come back and talk more with Mary Belknap.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. So we've been talking about evolution's next step with Mary Belknap, and the term that she's used is Homo Deva. So in this last segment, Mary, we've been talking about a lot of things, and one of the things, and you speak about in your book is the base. Are human senses changing during this transition? And so, what's involved in that? What do people? I mean, we've kind of been touching on it, you know, being in compassion and that whole movement to peacefulness, listening mode, all that. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, one of the easy ways to think of it is that the senses for animals are primarily from instinct. They receive them from their DNA. They know instinctively how to migrate home, how to find food, how to find a mate, etc. But to humans, we introduce intellect and empathy or compassion from the heart, and both of these are, in a sense, on top of our instincts. We still have instincts, and if any of us is standing on a train track and a train comes around the edge, we will have an instinct to survive and jump out of the way. But then when we go to the next level, the senses become even more acute. And what we're finding, Chris, in a lot of the teenagers that have been born in the last 20 or so years is that their senses are much more acute. They have greater sentiency. And because of that, they are experiencing some of the deepest pain of the transition in the culture, not walking the walk and doing what we say, not being truthful, not being honest in how we deal with each other a lot of times. The culture in general is not able to give these youth yet the coping strategies to deal with this greater voltage that comes in. Some of the children receive wisdom and support from their parents for this, but many do not. And just two brief examples, some of the medical research in the last 10 to 12 years has found that a lot of children who express behavioral with autism have perfect pitch. This means they hear in their heads tonalities in octaves and harmonics that most people have a hard time doing. There is something about their inner senses that is more elaborate and more complex than those of us who were born in straight Homo sapien 50, 60, 70 years ago. This is just a glimmer on the horizon, and there are several others about One example is the rates of asthma have been increasing faster than just saying, well, it's more, there's no more pollution in the air. What we're finding is that these younger children are more sensitive to air particles than we're used to seeing. So that if you imagine for a moment this realm from the throat center of the planet incarnating down into the heart center, into our 3D reality, and they don't have a guidebook. There's no user's manual that says, here's how you breathe through thick 3D air that is often polluted. So that these children are needing to learn and help each other and have some of the adults who are doing research and are very passionate and interested in this area to say, how can we help them breathe more easily? And that's just off the example with much higher rates of asthma in the last few years.
Yeah, so that brings me to ask you about, you know, how parents can talk to their children in this transition that they're, you know, they're kind of, you can see they're kind of struggling because they're coming in with different senses and different gifts that than we had, and yet they're living, they're in our world right now the way we are, and they're, you know, like there's a disconnect of how can they be in this world, and so how can parents help their children transition in this?
It's a very good question. First, I don't pretend to have all the answers to this. It's something that is on my growing edge for sure. But what I would say is we go back to that deep listening that we were talking of a little while ago, listening to the experience of our children, no matter what decade they're in, no matter what things they're describing that may be different than how we experience our hearing or our sight or our sense of smell or taste or our sense of intuitive knowing. To listen and to be receptive, if it's different, to looking in our community. And of course, going online is one resource that we didn't have 20 years ago. To see what teachers are available in the community where you live to talk with children who may have some amazing new capacities, or not just amazing, but may be different from what we're used to. It doesn't have to be huge and mind-blowing to cause some concern. It may just be, my child hears when I'm talking in the kitchen and says it's too loud. I don't think it's too loud. It may just be that, their auditory sense is amplified. It's not that they're being stubborn and difficult, and that's something that we can talk about and share with other parents and find out, is someone else having this condition or this situation?
Oh, yeah, that makes me think of, you know, also to encourage mothers and parents, mothers and fathers, to get together with other parents to discuss, you know, the difficulties they're having, things they're seeing in their children that may, you know, they're not used to dealing with and all that, and to get that support. It's just same thing as women, what we do with women and woman wisdom and have circles and having our stories and sharing our stories, that for parents to get together and have that, you know, sharing and talking and they're telling their stories and listening to each other can help them. And so that's would be a great resource. Parents probably, you know, the difficulty is finding time for that, but it would be so important. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today, Mary.
You're so welcome, Chris. It's been a joy.
Yes. And so I want to invite everybody to check out her book on Amazon, Homa Deva, Evolution's Next Step. You can pre-order. It'll be available to order in a week. And I highly encourage you. A lot of thought-provoking things in Mary's book. And thank you for contributing to that, to our world, Mary.
You're so welcome. Have a good day, Chris.
Okay. So this is Chris Danis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and the Women of Wisdom Conference. We're still on our last call for Pampers on our benefit day, May 30th. And also, if you need in the Seattle area, need a day of self-care, self-compassion, rejuvenation, you can buy a half-a-day ticket for morning or afternoon and receive some different modalities of healing and body work, or, you know, coaching, hands-on healing, all sorts of very fun things are available that day. So just go to womanofwisdom.org, and under our program tab, look for Sacred Pampering Day, and you can register there. Also, check out my book. It's available on Amazon too, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's an inspirational book of many different voices of the Divine Feminine, from our several of our amazing speakers we've had at the conference. We've mentioned them today, Barbara Marks Hubbard and Jean Houston, and many others, and art and poetry and stories from people from our community. And you can purchase that also on our website, womanofwisdom.org. So check out what we're doing. Tonight is our women's drum circle. We have often we have women's dances and all sorts of very fun things that happen throughout the year. And I invite you to look at my website, it's Woman of Wisdom, but my personal website is chrysalisleadership.com. Okay, well, I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. Thanks for being with us on the show today, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.